This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How was Beretta?
Beretta was wonderful. That was a great trip. That was fun. I had not been to their Tennessee facility. And I got to see a new product that they're going to announce tomorrow, I think, and tour their plant. It was great. Folks, there were could have been nicer.
Now, Beretta moved from where? Where do they move from?
From Accokeek, Maryland.
Okay.
And they warned them, but after the Sandy Hook shooting, Maryland, just like New York and a few other states, rushed to slam through a bunch of gun control laws, some of which would have hurt their business badly. People in the who worked at Beretta wouldn't have been able to own some of the products they were making there. So they warned them, look, if you pass this, there's a good chance we're going to move. And they didn't believe them, and they did it. So now they're building guns in Tennessee in a much friendlier climate.
How many jobs did they take with them when they did that?
I think there were about 160 working there at the time they moved. I'm not sure how many made the move with the company. And I think there's just under 200 people working in Tennessee now. They're building a lot of guns there.
Yeah. So you were talking about the SAFE Act and everything. Let's talk about that. Do you think the people of New York State sit around going, you know, I thought we got rid of a really bad governor, but all we got was worse. Because now they got Kathy Hochul, and they had. Now, do you look at this thing? This incident in Buffalo, and are you looking at the shooter saying, you know, I hear the echoes of Nicholas Cruz?
I hear the echoes of a whole lot of broken, insane individuals in the screed that he wrote. I think it was like 80 pages or something like that. And he took inspiration from all kinds of people. The Christchurch, New Zealand shooter, the Anders Behring Breivik, the guy who killed all those campers in, was it Norway or Sweden? I'm sorry, it just went out of my head.
The guy that he shot and blew him up, right? I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he bombed and shot those people. This is yet another insane individual who there's very little anyone can do anything about. If somebody's crazy and bound and determined to do something, they're going to do it. You're right about Governor Hochul in New York, you know, when Andrew Cuomo moved on down the line and sank into oblivion, everybody figured, you know, we don't know Kathy Hochul, but she's got to be an improvement. Well, you know what? She isn't. She isn't any better than Andrew Cuomo was. Maybe she's better if you're a secretary or some other female who has to deal with a governor. But aside from that, politics-wise, she's no improvement at all. After this guy bought a New York legal rifle and then illegally modified it and drove 200 miles to target this grocery store in Buffalo when he could have driven a shorter distance and gotten to Philadelphia, he decided to go to Buffalo because he knew that it would be much less likely that somebody there would be armed other than the store security guard. Her lesson from that is, of course, we need federal gun control laws, which would, of course, have done nothing at all to stop this crazy idiot. And we also need tighter controls on social media so that and the CEOs of social media companies need to be held responsible when insane individuals like this publish their manifestos online.
Yeah, but doesn't that create quite the conundrum for them? Because on the one hand, they're wanting them to they get by saying, well, they're platforms. So, you know, but then they want to say, but they have to police it and all these other things. But as far as this kid was concerned, shouldn't he have gotten a red flag? I mean, he was making threats and everything. They, you know, in the article, it says they came and visited him in high school. I don't know how long it's been since. Was he still in high school?
He was. I think he graduated last year. I believe. I'm not positive about that. He's right about 18 years old, so he's right about the age. I don't know if he graduated last year or this year. But he did make threats, and he was investigated, and he was hospitalized. And you're right. You know, New York has a red flag law. That didn't do any good. They've got a law, a 10-round limit on magazines. That didn't do any good. He just blew right through that and modified the gun to take 30-round magazines. It's almost as if gun control laws really don't do anything to stop people who are bound and determined to break the law.
So, all right. Now, I've never had to deal with an AR-15 that is modified to where it can't change the magazine, and the magazine that's in it is 10 rounds. I've never, thankfully, had to deal with that.
Yeah,
so, and the whole time that they were banned, I just didn't buy one in the 90s. So, when they set these up this way, when they try to cripple them, right? I guess mechanically, it's not something that somebody can't overcome, because I'm almost certain this kid was not some gunsmith or something. He figured out what to do, and he did it, and it was working, I guess.
No, and I'm sure there are plenty of places, if you know where to look online, to find out how to do it yourself, if that's what you want to do. Apparently he used his father's drill or something to release the pin that holds the magazine, 10-round magazine in the gun, so that it would then take a 30-rounder. Again, it can't be that hard. If this kid knew how to do it, you're right. I don't think he was any sort of a gunsmith, but he has internet access, so he's not hard to learn just about anything you want to learn on the internet if you know the right places to look.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're going to continue this when we get back. This is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan has done a pretty good job today covering this because it is still an evolving situation on top of the other evolving situations that are occurring out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan, according to this article that you got up there, when according to New York State's website on the SAFE Act, SAFE Act prevents criminals and the dangerously mentally ill from buying guns, cracks down on illegal guns, and bans only the most dangerous assault weapons.
I feel better, don't you?
Well, I mean, as I'm looking at this and I'm looking at what happened here and this guy, and you know, if there was no indication that they had ever had any run-ins with him or were not aware of him, okay, that's one thing. But once again, with all these things in place, it still finds a way to happen.
Of course it does. Again, people who are determined to do this are going to do it. Laws like red flag laws are used far more often to harass people. Exes, people you have a grudge against, a neighbor you don't like, than they are to actually disarm somebody who presents a threat to himself or others. And they do it with zero due process. So relying on these kinds of laws, red flag laws, gun control laws, assault weapons bans, magazine capacity limits is a fool's errand. And over the last 2 years, locking up people in this country the way we've done and keeping kids out of school, and we've seen study after study that mental illness is going through the roof. It has increased exponentially. It has effects on people all over the country. And that means borderline people, people like this crazy idiot, are going to be affected too. And who knows what finally tipped him over the edge. But it happened. And all the laws, all the limits, and all the regulations, and all the bans in the world are not going to stop someone from doing what this guy did.
Yeah. Well, you know, and in addition to this, in addition to the SAFE Act and the 3 points that it failed on, they also have a red flag law, which he should have fallen under, right? And they visited him. They had a chance to put him under a red flag order. Do we know how many red flag orders they currently have in place?
Yeah, I don't have those statistics. You mean in New York? I don't have that. I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but I don't know that.
I would imagine with the Sorosian DAs, I don't even know. I'm surprised this kid is still in jail, to be honest with you, because he's pled not guilty. But he also, let's see, he had a AR pattern rifle, which they're supposed to, it's supposed to be featureless. And the magazine is supposed to be, he bought one of those.
Yeah, but he modified it illegally.
Yeah. Did he have standard magazines for it? And where'd he get those? Those are illegal.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, again, he lived, I think, 200 miles away from Buffalo, right on the New York-Pennsylvania border. So
right.
It would have been nothing for him to hop across the state line and buy 30-round magazines if he chose. I'm sure that's probably what he did. It would have been very easy.
Well, I mean, this is the thing about these gun controllers, though. They want to run their state to where they act like they have this New York, or whatever it is, they have this anti-gun Politburo that is going to, what they're telegraphing is, we have this, and once we pass this, it's not going to happen. And then they do absolutely nothing to actually enforce that.
No, they don't enforce it. They decarcerate convicted criminals. They decriminalize all sorts of offenses that are currently on the book and choose not to prosecute them. So what happens? You've got rising, soaring crime rates. You've got zero bail as well. So when you do catch somebody who actually does commit a crime, they're out within 24 hours. So you've got soaring crime. What happened? People like you, like me, law-abiding people, purchase firearms to protect themselves because they know that there are more criminals out in the streets. committing more crimes, and police departments are defunded and demoralized and afraid to do their jobs in many cases, because God forbid if they should ever have to pull a trigger, it could be a years-long process to clear themselves. They could end up in jail. They're going to lose their job because they're going to be second-guessed at every turn.
Yeah. I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm sure they're going to do as much as they can. But, I mean, this is one of these things where we should be looking at Hochul and the entirety of the New York State government going, hey, don't be looking to enact this stuff. All of your stuff in place failed. This kid did everything in state. Everything was done in state. It wasn't about the lax gun laws in other states that allowed him to buy it. No, he bought the gun. This is a lot like that, San Bernardino guy. Not San Bernardino, Isla Vista.
Correct.
You know, he went out there.
Whatever.
Yeah, Elliot Rogers. He went out there and he waited 30 days to buy a gun. Then he waited 10 days to pick it up, and he had 41 10-round magazines. He did everything by the law. And all these guys keep proving is that the law only works when you're willing to follow the law. It only has a deterrent effect if you're willing to follow it. Yeah.
And when you want to break it, what happens? Police are only minutes away.
Yep.
Police got here pretty fast. Yeah. I mean, he wrote. He specifically chose this location because, number one, it would have a lot of black people. Which he wanted to kill, and number two, because he was convinced that the people there would largely be unarmed. He had a very small chance of running up against an armed civilian.
Right.
And he didn't. He didn't. The only person who...
He was correct.
He was absolutely right. The only person who he ran up against who opposed him was an armed security guard who he killed.
Yeah. Hang on for me right there, if you would. You can find this article at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is continuing to unfold. You can expect the coverage to continue to be comprehensive and complete, covering every angle that matters to us, the freedom-loving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland, meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has it within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is expected to approve of a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine when the measure comes up for a vote Wednesday. The bill passed the House late last week and is expected to be signed by the president almost immediately after passing in the Senate. As far as how long this $40 billion will last, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC,
"We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend really on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate. I mean, this supplemental will give us now about $8 billion more of drawdown authority to take stuff from our stocks and give it to the Ukrainians, which we're doing every single day."
The NBA Conference Finals are set. Out of the East, the Boston Celtics will face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors will take on the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check that out, aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and let's move over a little bit. You've got an article there from, I guess he's with NSSF, old Larry Keene there, talking about young Mr. Trudeau.
Yeah, Prime Minister Zoolander took advantage of a crisis after another wacko in Canada dressed up like a cop and shot a whole bunch of people. So he took the opportunity to ban assault rifles, quote-unquote, in Canada. That hasn't worked well. People didn't turn them in. They just extended the deadline for that by another 18 months. Another disaster. Canada has had a serial gun control disasters over the years. Their billion-dollar registration system failed, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, and they scrapped right. that. Now this is their assault weapons ban hasn't gone well at all. So he figures it's time now to double down, and he's talking about banning all handguns in the Great White North.
Now, I haven't been watching the details of it, but this is where I've always foreseen it happening here. If they were to actually start banning things and actually get something banned. And I haven't read this, so if this is the way it's gone, I'm sort of interested in this. So, we know that AR-15s and semi-automatics and box magazine-fed weapons, they're not used that much because they're really hard to hide. They're just not really practical in most of today's crime, right? So they're not used that much. So banning them probably has a zero effect on any crime. Am I correct on that so far?
That is absolutely true. In fact, the New York Times wrote an article back in 2014, I think it was, maybe, called the assault weapons myth. After the Clinton assault weapons ban sunsetted, and acknowledged that it was all just a total failure, and that the vast majority of crimes are committed with handguns and not rifles. Certainly not so-called scary black assault weapons.
So then they come by and they come to us after they ban these guns, after they ban the assault weapons, and they say, you know, on second thought, we're looking at this and more crimes are committed with handguns. So we've got to ban those as well. Now, is this the way Justin is trying to tee this up?
I think that that's exactly what they're probably going to do. They haven't done it yet, but he's talking about it, and the plan has sort of leaked out. I'm sure that he's going to justify it exactly that way. Because why wouldn't you? I'm sure their experience isn't much different than ours. Criminals carry handguns because they're small and concealable. They don't stick an AR-15 down their pant leg and try to walk into a store and stick it up. So exactly, they're gonna try to pull off another gun buyback, quote unquote. Even though the national buyback they did for ARs has been an utter disaster, and people aren't complying. And I'm sure that the same thing is going to happen for handguns as well, if he manages to ram this through the parliament.
Well, I guess we're going to see how that works out. Trudeau. Well, I mean, he's really not that much different from the Democrats today. The Democrats have completely unmasked themselves as well. It's just a different form of government, I guess, in place that allows him to do what he's doing and get away with what he's doing. I feel bad for the people of Canada.
I do too. You get the government you vote for, and governments or elections do have consequences.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And Canadians have voted this guy in,
yep,
and now they're getting it good and hard.
I remember when his dad was in power. I don't remember what he did because I was a kid, but I mean, I remember when his dad was in power. And I mean, I look at Trudeau and I just see the Cuomo clan all over again.
You get these generational political families that hand down seats, so to speak, from generation to generation. Those things don't usually go very well. It seems that the more you go, the less capable people are. Look at the British royal family. Look at the Trudeaus. Look at the Bushes. Generation passes to generation. I don't know what happens to the gene pool, but it's not good.
No. No, it is not. And in the meantime, the people, I don't know what crime is like in Canada. Apparently they have salt, based on this, from what I'm seeing, apparently they have salt on crime prosecutors too. So, I mean, I sort of look at some of this stuff, and I think I've already run this past you, but what do you think about the way they're trying to combine things? It's like they're doing this gun control Cloward and Piven thing, where they're trying to make things hit a critical mass or something. We're going to let the criminals out. We're not even going to prosecute them in the first place. We're going to disarm everybody that is law-abiding, and we're going to let the criminals out and let them have guns and not even do any of that stuff. And no bail, And we're getting rid of the cops, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to increase crime, what would you do differently? You'd zero out bail. You'd stop prosecuting large sections of the criminal code. You would open the jails and let lots of convicted criminals out.
Sure.
You would hamstring your police forces as much as possible. Cut their budgets and prosecute as many of them as you can who find themselves in the position of having to use a handgun in line of duty. So, yeah. What else would you do? If you were trying to spike the crime rate, I don't know what you'd do differently.
Now, it's almost like, I've sat back before and said, you know, every time I look at government, when I try to impress anybody on how incompetent they are, I just go, post office. But
exactly.
They pulled off stealing an election, so I guess they could pull off trying to increase crime, and except this has sort of worked backwards. But coming up on the next break, everything we've talked about so far is at the very top page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This morning when I got up, even with all the shootings going on across the United States, the first place I went this morning was thetruthaboutguns.com, simply because I knew that they would address it. They would not sit back and wait for more details. They would find the details they could corroborate, put that out there, and just keep on adding to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And while we have been on the air, another story has been published about the lessons to be learned from this shooting in Buffalo, New York. Now, I think that's important to point out simply because being aware of what's going on around you can save your life if you know what to do. And you don't have to be in a gunfight. You don't have to have a gun to do something, because primarily what you should be doing is getting out. You should be heading somewhere.
Exactly.
You need to be getting out of Dodge. But this article that's out there, have you, I suppose you looked at it before it got published? Yeah.
I did, and I don't know how many of your listeners have watched the hideous video that this guy generated as he opened fire in this grocery store, but it's out there if you want to find it, and we have linked to it with warning in this post, because it's awful, and it's disturbing, and it's disgusting, and it's nothing you should watch at work. It's nothing you should watch at, you know, with any kids around. But we link to it because there are lessons that can be learned from this, one of which happens when the killer pulls up outside this grocery store and he stops right in the middle of the driveway in front of the store, right in a crosswalk, opens up, he gets out in full battle rattle, and pulls out a rifle, and there are people there, standing there, looking at him. And they do nothing. And he immediately shoots a woman who's standing there in the street. And then there's another elderly woman who probably couldn't have gotten away if she even wanted to, and another man. But you're right. If you're if you're not in what some people call condition white, and you've got some sense of awareness about what's going on around you, that should have disturbed you. Even if you're not armed, maybe you get behind your car. Maybe you start running the other way. You make yourself a harder target than you otherwise would be. And so I would I hope that people, you know, will read this, I hope it helps some people think through, you know, what their options are. You know, this guy, you got to look at this guy's motivations too. Again, this guy was crazy. He hated black. He hates Jews. He hates Muslims. He thinks Asians are okay, but they shouldn't be in the country. They should stay where they are. So the point is, these things don't happen very often. That's why they make so much news when they do. Thank God, they're very rare. But people do occasionally target groups like this. So let's say you are on the board of a synagogue or a mosque or a, let's say you're LGBT or so or whatever. There are people out there who don't like you. They're very few and far between. But if you do run some sort of a church, synagogue, other facility, you ought to have some sort of plan in place, in mind, what to do in case the worst happens. More and more churches have security teams in place. You know, we saw in White Settlement, Texas, what those kinds of people can do. If somebody opens fire, thank God, you know, that guy was there. It saved a lot of people. So it's a matter of not being paranoid, but just thinking through things, considering your options, knowing what you can do, knowing what you can't do. If you can carry a gun, definitely do it. These people lived in New York. So it all depends on what county you live in, whether or not you can even get a carry permit, because it's May issue. Hopefully that will change soon. But there's steps everybody can take to be more aware, to have situational awareness, and to protect yourself as best you can if the worst happens.
Well, when you're looking at a guy that is clearly deranged, do not take away from the fact that he probably knows how to plan. This guy probably, do you think we're going to find out this guy went through the classic five steps of the rampage killer?
What are those classic five steps?
Where he fantasizes about it. Where he starts to tell people about it, where he starts to sort of live it, then he gets into the plant. You know, he does a dry run. He actually gathers stuff. And if you intercede in those first four, you can stop him. But on step five, that's when he's actually launching his attack. The only way to stop him is to kill him, to shoot him.
Yeah. And well, I wouldn't be surprised at all. In fact, I think excuse me, he's already left quite an online footprint of. Yeah. All this,
I have watched the video, and the video is this guy was a ruthless executioner.
That's exactly what he was.
And he was shooting. He shot people and put them on the deck, and then he shot them again to make sure they were dead. I mean, he was a.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was that type, and how he. I guess he gave up when the cops showed up, and he was out of his firefight mode, and he'd done what he wanted to do. And I've read some of the things he said about why he did it, where he did it, and everything else. And this is all a failure of gun control. This has nothing to do with me and Dan being Second Amendment advocates. This kind of thing doesn't happen anywhere else in any large places, except where they have some sort of a regime of gun control in place. Yeah.
Well, it has happened in other places as well. I mean, we've had the church shooting here in Sutherland Springs.
Right.
Things can and do happen in other places. But again,
well, I mean, but when, like Sutherland Springs, if you look at Sutherland Springs at that particular time, most people did not. This was, Sutherland Springs was after Charleston, right?
Yes.
And they had no plan at Sutherland Springs. The only reason that guy got dealt with was because Stephen Williford dealt with him.
Correct.
So, I mean, anywhere you go, no matter what you're going there for, you need to assess where you're at. You need to figure out which way you can go. You need to eliminate the front door. And especially in any business, they have numerous back doors, side doors, all kinds of things. Don't worry about tripping the alarms or anything else, because if you don't move, you die. Movement is life. And you better be moving. Especially if you can't be shooting. You gotta be moving, you gotta be getting out of his way. This guy, he was he wasn't deranged, but he was definitely. I guess we're going to see what happens with him. We're going to find out, won't we? We're going to see how the New York penal system deals with him.
Yeah, we're going to find out that he may have very well been on the radar of law enforcement as well.
I'm sure we are. I'm sure we're going to find that out. New York has got, what are they, A minus or A from the Giffords Foundation? So there's the class of gun control at work in front of you, my people. Dan, excellent day today as far as reporting. You guys put out a lot of good info. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the kind words.
Oh, well, I mean, all I'm doing is commenting. You guys did the work. I'm just saying, yeah, that was some good stuff. You did the right stuff. Put this good stuff out. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, go check them out. You can see all of this is at the top page. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the FOIA request to release the information on Ashley Babbitt with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.